click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Our next guest is going to be speaking about how she would like you, if you're a small business owner, to come to a capital matching workshop this Friday. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange is trying to match small and medium enterprises, small businesses, with people who can fund them, who can inject capital into them. Kleola Kunene is the executive head of small and medium enterprise development at the JSE, and she joins us now. Kleola, thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. What are you doing on Friday?
Good evening, and thank you for having me. On Friday, we will be in Soweto engaging with entrepreneurs and with the broader ecosystem to really try and facilitate support for entrepreneurs who want funding. We are going to be at the Boundless Campus, which is basically a renovated school that Boundless Group renovated. So they actually, I think, only launched it in March, and this is quite a significant milestone for them as well as for us in terms of going there, engaging with everyone, and making sure that we help as many entrepreneurs with capital matching support as possible.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about capital matching, what do you mean? And if someone is listening and thinking, oh, I need this for my business, what requirements are there?
So when I talk about capital matching, let me just take a little bit of a step back. Mm-hmm. We started this in 2023 in the Western Cape. And capital matching is both funding readiness, where we really help companies to become funding readiness. So we do training, we help them with their pitches, their financials, their documentation. And then we match them with our funders that are relevant for their business. And we talk about funding. It's not just talking about a loan from a bank. We're talking about variations of funding. So everything from yes debt to alternative funding, which is purchase order financing, invoice discounting, etc., to equity financing, right? Mm-hmm. And including as well, you know, other type of funding that maybe such as mezzanine, etc. So when we talk about capital matching, we talk about taking the entrepreneur and their business and matching them, number one, with the right type of funder that is aligned to their funding needs. Mm-hmm. So if purchase order financing is correct for you, we'll introduce you and match you correctly with maybe three or four different funders that are aligned to your funding requirements. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, when we talk about how we go about that, we then do it in the form of, number one, doing the roadshow. And this the roadshow is a recruitment process, educational process, and informational process. And then we have the actual capital matching event. This year we are doing them at the event in at the JSE in November, over 2 days at the end of November, and then also in Limpopo in Polokwane in the beginning of November. So we'll also be doing roadshows in Limpopo as well as Gauteng, and the Soweto one is one of the roadshows where we will be bringing stakeholders such as Vodacom, Access Bank, Merchant Capital, Equate, Altvest, and other funders such as NEF to the table to match with entrepreneurs and their businesses.
Mm-hmm. So you need to be a registered business to participate, is my understanding, and you need to have been around for at least a year.
You at least minimum have to have a year operating history. So if you can imagine, there are some requirements for any entrepreneur that or any business that wants to be funded. One of those things is a minimum of an operating history that's demonstrate that you've run your business, you have some revenue, you have a bit of attraction in terms of your business, so that funders understand what exactly are they funding, right? You know, what is your business about? What are you doing? What are you selling? Do you have a client base? So those are some of the things that they would be looking for. It doesn't mean that all businesses have to be profit making, which I think is one of the questions that I get a lot from entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. It means that they have to demonstrate that they have an operating history, that they have run this business, and it's not something that they just established yesterday, because this is not ideation funding. It's capital injected into your business for whatever reason, for growth, for assets, you know, to service a specific contract and any other thing that the company may need.
And also, one of the funding requirements is that you need to be looking for money over 50,000 rand?
So a minimum of 50,000. Okay. Some funders would say a minimum of 250,000. But, you know, because we're bringing a variety of funders, when we say a minimum of 50, it means that the minimum that they would look at in terms of what you need is 50,000. If you can imagine the cost of actually even allocating capital, right, for them to to do the administration, all of that, it does make sense that there has to be a minimum ask given the cost of allocating that capital in the first place.
Okay. And so you have worked, I know you mentioned some names like Vodacom Business and Access Bank a little bit earlier on, but there's also government involved, whether it's Department of Economic Development and other entities to try and work with you in order to grow entrepreneurs. Take us through that.
Absolutely. When you look at our history in terms of how we've gone about this, whenever we go into a province, firstly, we partner with the economic development department for that province because they have aligned mandates to what our mandates are. As the JAC, fundamental to us is economic development. We're doing this because we want to grow the economy. So it makes sense for us to work with the economic development partner because our vision in terms of job creation and stimulating the economy through capital is aligned. So in the Western Cape, we work with the Western Cape Economic Development and Tourism, DDAT. And then in Gauteng, we'll be working with the Gauteng Economic Development as well as the Gauteng Propeller. And then similarly in Limpopo, we're working with the Limpopo Economic Development. But overall, I want to mention that we also do work with the Department of Small Business. We work with CEDFA, and we bring on board DFIs as well because they are some of the biggest funders in our country, such as the NEF, such as CEDFA. Yeah.
Mm. I know when I'm looking at the work that you've done as Cleola at the JSC and beyond, you've supported more than 8,000 companies. And accelerated 16 internationally. That's incredible. But there must have been that you pick up, some trends that you pick up about how small and medium enterprises work, the biggest pressure or pain points and the biggest needs. If you can give us insight into that.
I think, for every entrepreneur, the journey is different. But I think, yes, there are some trends. I think when it comes to funding, we saw over the past few years, there was a big flux in terms of influx of funding for the tech space, especially in VC funding. VC funding is relatively new in South Africa. If we look at some of the oldest VCs, it's probably only like 10 years old, right? But we've seen a big shift in VC capital becoming available. And then also very new and innovative debt structures becoming available for entrepreneurs. If you think back traditionally, people could only go to their bank, right?
Yes.
Now you can go to any type of funder. So we've seen a big shift in that. And I've seen that over the past years because I've been working. I'm, historically also an entrepreneur for the longest time. So I also have seen that shift for entrepreneurs and the opportunities for to get funded, the opportunities to have different conversations, as well as a lot of development support is some of the key trends that I've seen. We're very lucky in South Africa that we have a lot of development support, whether it's ESD, whether it's government support, and you don't necessarily see that same level of support in other countries, if I can compare South Africa to other countries. But in terms of what I've also seen is some of the biggest challenges remain access to market. You know, in a slow growth economy, access to market is very challenging because, if there's not a lot of growth in the economy, there isn't sufficient growth for businesses because entrepreneurs are basically at the tail end of that economic growth. And then when it comes to key trends in terms of industries, I've seen education ramp up very well. There's become a big focus on independent education. There's a big focus on new types of education, such as online education. So education is a big new industry. Health is still very big. And of course, tech is still very big. But what's been very interesting and unique to South Africa is a big focus on green economy. And that comes from the challenges that we've had, right? We've seen significant challenges in water resources and electricity resources, and that has opened up a lot of industries in terms of solar energy, in terms of green energy, and in terms of water infrastructure, water filtration innovations, and so on. So those are very unique industries to South Africa and industries that have boosted the economy in interesting ways as well. What's also unique in terms of our challenges, which we don't necessarily see in other countries, is that we specifically have a big challenge with security and crime. And so that in itself is both a challenge and the other side, big industry for growth. So when I look at it, even for every entrepreneur, those are some of the things that remain, common and a common thread throughout. But generally, I mean, it's difficult to be an entrepreneur. It's a lonely road. It's very tough. But if you make it and you are able to get funding, it really does help any business scale. So that's why, you know, being funding ready, whether you want to get funding now or you want to get funding in the future, is so important.
Okay.
And it is a training solution that we provide for free. So I do encourage any company who wants to you know, grow to go through that, because it also helps them understand their business better and even how to value their business, you know, how to think of their strategy or think of their market growth. So it's a lot more than just funding.
Thank you so much, Kleola Kunene, Executive Head of Small and Medium Enterprise Development at the JSE. The Capital Matching Workshop is taking place on Friday, 15 August, at the Boundless Soweto Campus, 3707 Moladedi Street, Diepkloof Zone 3, Soweto. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Really like speaking to you tonight.
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.